is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
From Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM.
Good evening. It is 10:03 p.m. and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is the Ozone Hour. Happy Leap Day.
Happy Leap Year also. This whole, you know, all of 2016 we could say Happy Leap Year.
Why aren't we saying that to each other every day?
I don't know. Maybe that's something we should start. Yeah, it's been really exciting today, actually. My whole world is different because it's a day that usually doesn't exist. Just really? Kidding. I feel like nothing has been special.
Good leap day.
I wish it was like April Fool's Day. I feel like it should just be the same thing as April Fool's Day. I just picked up the Tufts Daily and I was like, there should be jokes in this. Like, it's leap day today. It says February 29th on the cover, you know?
Yeah.
But it's all just, you know, normal life. Late night dining trial program begins.
Yeah. Well, that was exciting. I haven't been yet, but I hear there's unlimited pizza.
Yeah. Unlimited pizza, yes.
Well.
If you pay, well, unlimited for $11.
Anyway.
I guess that still qualifies.
I'm sure all our listeners are wondering why there's only two voices on the radio right now.
Yes, our avid followers.
Flora she's on her way, but she was leaping, if you will. She had dance rehearsal.
Ha ha ha.
You know, I feel like for 3 years we've said that we should have a laugh track.
Yeah, we should get some soundboards going.
This is the week.
Occasionally we've had soundboards, but
the Beyonce soundboard we used once.
There's also a Broad City soundboard, I'm pretty sure. And there's actually a review of Broad City in this daily that I was just talking about that I picked up.
I just watched the first episode of the new season.
Yes.
I was celebrating leap year two days ago.
So good.
See, now we can say stuff like, oh, I'm not doing homework tonight. I'm going to have a pint of ice cream and celebrate leap year.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's what leap year is.
I can say that for the next 300 days.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because it's leap year. Yeah, I'm thinking also, I'm excited to see what Flora's friend did for leap year. She said she actually knows some people who are turning five, if our listeners recall from last week. So I'll be excited to hear what those people did, because I feel like those are the only people who this is really exciting for. Yeah. And I know no leap day birthdays.
Well, I was doing a little research, and actually, if you're born on February 29th, the proper name for you is a leapling.
A leapling. Interesting.
So when Flora gets here, we'll get the scoop on that. But while we wait, I guess we could announce the theme.
What did we decide the wording of the theme is?
We're going to be leaping through the years here on the Ozone Hour.
Yeah, so we kind of decided to do, I guess we always kind of technically leap through the years, right? But this episode is more like a comparative leap through the years. So we're going to be doing some kind of, you know, playing a song that samples another song and then going back to that, or covers of songs by different artists that have different takes on some similar musical themes.
If you followed the Ozone Hour from our 2 a.m. days in the spring of 2013, we did a very similar show, but it was only an hour then, and so much more music has come out since then. So I think we'll start with a song. Also, I feel like we should offer a disclaimer. A lot of the more modern songs we're going to play may, you know, not children.
It's 10 p.m.
Well, I'm just saying, if anyone is going to be listening,
that's true.
On the archive later.
Oh, here's Flora's
here.
True. If there are any archive listeners who are sensitive to explicit language, this is your warning.
Because we're playing this during the safe hour now, but you're listening to it later. That's all.
That's not on the radio waves. So.
Yes. Well, we just want to make sure no one accidentally listens to something they don't want to. Anyway. I think we should jump back to 1989 and then jump even further back. Unless someone else has a different preference.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. This is a De La Soul song about celebrating leap year.
Is that what it's about?
It is. That's what it's about.
for me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory for plus one and two. But that glory's been denied by cassettes and gooky eyes. People think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states,
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep on up, dipping up so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the fourth day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
That was Me, Myself, and I. No, not by Demi Lovato.
I'm sure that's what all of our audience was thinking.
De La Soul. So that was 1989. So let's take a leap back 10 years and listen to where that beat came from.
Wow.
It's from George Clinton and the Funkadelics. Very exciting. I like this song. Well, I don't know. I like both songs, but I'm only gonna play a little bit of the Funkadelics because it's an 11-minute song.
Oh wow!
But I'll just give you all a taste.
Mm-hmm. So, here where the sample came from.
That's the
So that was not just knee deep 10 years prior to the De La Soul song. A leap of 10 years. Would you guys like to hear some leaping facts?
Yes.
Okay. The longest leap ever recorded was 8.95 meters. That's 29 feet and 4.5 inches for those
that's of us. So that's such a imperial long system. Leap.
And that was by Mike Powell, who's from the U.S., and he set that record in Tokyo in 1991. How about that?
Ooh, how about that?
I'm surprised the record hasn't been broken in that long. I mean, I guess I'm not surprised because that's a really long
that's
leap.
That's a very
that's
long
a really
leap.
Long leap.
It's a full 2 inches longer than the next leaper. So,
yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that's quite long.
For a little perspective, 29 feet is almost six times, no, excuse me, it's about five times my height.
It's significantly
long.
More than five times your height. 30 feet?
Yes.
Then that would make you 6 feet if it was five
no,
times your height.
No, but I'm 5'4".
Right, so it's a lot. I feel like that's a big difference.
So
you rounded up quite a lot there.
Yeah, well, it's less than 6 feet times my height. It's somewhere between 5 and 6.
Yeah. I wonder if it's closer to 6, though. It is closer to 6.
Well, we do the mental math. Would you like to hear the highest leap of all time?
Yes. No, I'm only interested in long leaps.
The highest leap of all time was 2.45 meters. That's 8 feet and a quarter of an inch, which is taller than all of us. Wow.
Wow. Imagine jumping that high.
That was Javier Sotomayor, who's from Cuba, and that was in 1993.
But 4 years after the De La Soul song you just listened to came out.
So, what a timeline.
Yeah, all right. I think maybe we could listen to more songs.
Okay.
Maybe we could.
I feel like our talking game is fading here.
I know, and it's bad because I'm writing an advertisement Facebook post to get more listeners in which I reference our witty banter.
Well,
that
we're
is
gonna,
not
we're
quite
bring
witty
up the level
right
of banter
now.
While we play some music. We're going to have a pep dance party here.
Yes. All right. Tune in on the webcam.
Yes. All right. Charlotte's going to play us a pair of songs.
Okay. I'm going to go for this.
Oh.
Right now.
Wow.
Every time I say that, you know, it's like maybe going to be a bad decision, but I...
But probably a good one.
Trust yourself.
The first song will definitely be great. The second song, you know, we'll see.
to drown. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, bad reputation. I turned the nightclub out of the basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gonna be mad on vacation? Dutton winding around all these Jamaicans. This that prime shit. This that what we do, don't tell your mom shit. This that red cup all on the lawn shit. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon, bitch.
I know you're tired.
And let the word paint 1,000 pictures. One good girl is worth 1,000 bitches. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
I wanna fuck you hard in the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get spunk on a mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome think? Hey, you remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. And hey, you know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes, I got the worst rep. But hey, the backstroke, I'm trying perfect. And hey, hey, yo, we made the Thanksgiving. So, hey, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your bitch for other bitches? Maybe we could still make it to the church steps. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long adverses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept.
So that was Bound and Bound 2 by the Ponderosa Twins Plus One, that first song, which I would say is a great song. And the second song, Bound 2 by Kanye West.
Would you say it's an even greater
song? Yeah, you finished my sentence.
It's a quite the obvious sample, more so than others.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very direct. I feel like this is, so we were kind of talking, I think I was talking to Anna about this, actually, about, like, when we were deciding on our theme, and we were talking about all of the kind of suits that happen with things like this, too, when people sample things, and so I feel like you either have to just, you know, own up to it and get permission and be really obvious that you're sampling the thing that you're sampling, or you have to change it enough to make it your own. And
at
that's
least
a
he
very
named
subjective
it Bound
thing.
Two.
True.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a surprise to anyone that
well,
it was not his music.
I feel like we should do a poll.
Bound
like
or Bound Two.
The original better, or you like the, you know, the song doing the sampling better. In this case, Bound or Bound 2. Call in at 617-627-3800. We'd love to hear your opinions.
Including your opinions on the whole concept of a leap day.
Yeah.
Because I was reading up on it, and I basically concluded that time is just all made up and makes no sense.
Did you know that there are no leap years?
Yeah.
In 1700, 1800, and 1900?
Yes, in the hundreds of every 100 years.
Because the Earth rotates, it takes 365 and slightly less than a quarter of a day to rotate.
Approximately 6 hours. Is 365 days and 6 hours.
Yeah.
But then, so that makes sense with the every 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, 6, 12... 24.
Yeah, math.
But then why do you have to not have one every 100 years?
Oh, because it's slightly less than 6 hours. Mm. So they, or slightly more. I don't remember, but it's in whatever direction means they have to take out a leap year every 100 years.
Just so that winter doesn't become spring. But it already is.
Wow, climate change. I wish we had a soundboard.
We were just talking about that. I'll do some research during the next song.
Great.
Which, it's Flora's turn to pick.
Oh, I don't even have anything open, but let's check it out. Good thing we all are on the same playlist.
Oh.
Sorry. No. Let's see. I think I want to go just to the top.
Yeah, leap to the
go
top.
Go back to Etta James, because back to our roots of the Ozone Hour, I would say.
Yes.
Which will lead into some Flo Rida, my namesake.
Wow, so. this is a perfect pick for you, yes. You might say.
You might say that, yes. Shall we dive right in? Yes. Leap right back, as they say.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Yeah. Never had before, no, no. Yeah. I just wanna tell you right now that ooh, I believe, I really do believe that something's got a hold on me here. Yeah.
Oh, feeling, yeah. Get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah.
Yes, I can. Doubt better leave. I'm running with this plan. Pull me, grab me, grabs in the fucking game. Happy, I'll be the president one day. January 1st. Oh, you like that gossip? Like you the one drinking what gossip.com. For your tongue, how many Rolling Stones you want? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like the wind in my chest to that sun. G5 in the US to Taiwan. Now who can say that? I wanna play back. Mama knew I was a needle in a haystack. Upper body boy, plus way back. I got a feeling it's a rap, ASAP.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling,
the mountain top, walk on water. I got power, feel so royal. One second, I'ma strike for you. Diamond, platinum, no more. That adrenaline, never giving in. Giving up's not an option, gotta get it in. Witness, I got the heart of 20 men. No fear, go to sleep in the lion's den. That glow, that spark, that crown. You're looking at the king of the jungle now. Stronger than ever, can't hold me down. 100 miles gunning from the pitcher's mouth. Straight game face, it's game day. See me running through the crowd full of melee. No trick plays, I'm Bill Gates. Take a genius to understand me.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Get a good feeling, yeah.
That was just a roller coaster of emotions.
A wide variety. Another very obvious sample.
In case you didn't catch the first song, the first one was Something's Got a Hold on Me by Etta James. And the second one was by our very own DJ.
Florida.
I think that's still your name on the WMFO website.
It is still my name on the WMFO website. I thought it was funny freshman year. I don't know how I feel about it now.
I still think it's funny senior year.
But that's good.
This is the official 3-year anniversary of our show. We probably finished up training and started our own show around this time.
Yes, we probably did.
3 years ago. Another leap.
Another leap. That is weird. I know I was talking to our friend Colby Samshima today, and she was impressed that we were still doing the show and said that She was like, it just is amazing. Like, I feel like that's the most longest, like, the longest running thing I've heard of anyone doing. We lasted this long.
Wow.
I know.
Well, you know, it's fun.
It is fun. Wow, we have so many songs to play. How are we even going to play them all?
I don't know.
We'll have to leap.
Well, there's this button around. That's a triangle, but it's a triangle to the side.
Oh,
and then
is
if
that
you
what?
Press that, then the song will play.
Oh, I hadn't.
Good joke, Charlotte.
Thanks.
Tell another one.
I heard MP Monks told a funny joke yesterday at Wilder Dinner. It's not that funny, but I mean, I thought it was pretty funny.
Was that the joke?
No. Okay. Here it is. There are two kinds of people. Those who can extrapolate from incomplete data.
Ba-dum-tsh.
I thought it was funny.
It was.
No, that was good. That was good.
Do you have any jokes to tell us? If so, call in at 617-627-3800.
And you know what? We'll, us and our whole studio audience will crack up. Oh, that was a terrible sound. Yeah. I'm sorry. We've muffled all of the studio audience. But they're here, I swear. So is it back around to me? Is it my turn to pick again?
I think so.
Oh my gosh. Can I just share another leap year fact?
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you know that, so I was telling Charlotte earlier, Flora, that leap year babies are called leaplings.
Hmm.
And that rapper Ja Rule is a leapling. Wow. He's turning 10 today.
If we get lucky later on in the show, we might have a special guest caller, real life leapling, who just turned 5 yes. today.
Wow.
I'm so excited. I was just saying before you got here that I was really excited to hear from the person who you knew.
And maybe she'll be able to answer our burning questions about what it's like to be only 5 years old.
Yeah, but in college, that's a big... Yeah. Just achieved more at the age of 5 than I...
I have.
I know. I was gonna say. I use the phrase a lot these days. Now that we're 21 and are actually older than a lot of like young people who are really good at things, I feel like I'm often observing that, like, wow, that person has achieved more than I ever will. You know.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they're younger than me. So I was going to say a similar thing, but then I realized I also made it to college, so.
True.
I've got that
going for me. So far, so good.
So far, so good.
All right. Well, I'm going to play one of my all-time favorite pairs, and I'll just let you all extrapolate. Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
No laugh track on that one.
No, it wasn't funny.
Oh, was it not a joke?
Shh.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend.
So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named Blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. To see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day, I know she was there, the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Nice.
Very. That was, of course, You Got What I Need by Freddie Scott, followed by Just a Friend by Biz Markie.
Some valuable life lessons in that song, I would say.
Yeah, don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend.
Soundboard.
Oh, wait, I'm on it.
I don't want laughs for that one, though. I want, oh.
Yeah, does that exist?
How about?
Yes, queen.
Yes. That's perfect.
Oh, that little kid's my favorite.
Yeah. He's pretty good, yeah.
We did, in fact, look up the Broad City soundboard, listeners, for those of you who don't watch the show.
Yes, 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 yes.
Great. Oh, I think this is going to elevate the show for sure.
Yeah.
Make it sound more professional.
Yeah, definitely more professional.
Yes, 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 yes.
I have news for everyone.
Oh, share your news.
By news, I mean a public service announcement.
A public service announcement?
This is a birth control PSA. Warning. Drinking alcoholic beverages before pregnancy can lead to pregnancy. But there are many different kinds of effective birth control available these days, and you can find out more about them by visiting bedsider.org. Oh, I couldn't decide if I was going to say ORG or org. So there you go. There's both. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow. Bedsider.
Go to Hollywood, my friend. Wow, wow.
Bedsider.org does send you fun text message reminders to take your birth control with a fact of the day.
I highly recommend that. It's a cool website. But I don't know how I feel about that first.
Yeah, it seems kind of
drinking a little aggressive before pregnancy.
I feel like there are a lot of assumptions made.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what I have to say?
I'm the king of America!
Oh, he's you don't watch also Broad my City, favorite.
I
don't
That's know. My favorite episode, I think, the citizenship test.
My favorite episode is probably not air appropriate, but involves him in the frozen yogurt store. He gets left. They forget about him.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The frozen
yeah,
yogurt
it's a good
store.
One. It's a good
There's
one.
Too many kinds. She yeah. gets her wisdom teeth out.
Oh, that's. I would highly encourage everyone to check out the Broad City soundboard. You can find it at broadcitysoundboard.com. Not all of it is appropriate for the radio.
Right. So you'll have to use your discretion, listeners.
Yeah, you might say you have FOMO, to which I would say,
NOMO, FOMO.
You might say that.
Yes, I feel like we should get back on topic of our theme.
Yes.
It's
leaping.
Leaping.
If you want to play a game of leapfrog with us, call us at 617-627-3800.
Or you can watch live on the in-studio
webcam. We're one
webcam.
Short for like a really good game of leap year.
A good game of leap year.
Leapfrog year.
Leapfrog year.
Three is tough. That's a lot of
leaping.
And
not
anybody
a lot of
wants
downtime.
To come join.
We're getting tired.
And I'm injured, so it's really, really a struggle. I can only do so much leaping. And by so much, I mean probably not at all.
So I'm really holding down the leap game here.
Yes.
All right. Charlotte's turn to pick a pair of songs.
Yeah. So actually, I am. We haven't done any cover pairs yet, which
I know
kind of was
going.
More vibe. My vibe. What do you mean you know where this is going? There are like 20 different pairs of songs that I have on this playlist.
I have a guess.
What is? Oh, I guess you can't say it because you can't say the name of the song before it plays.
And we'll never know
have,
if you
okay,
were
here's
right.
What we're gonna do. Anna's gonna write down on a piece of paper what song she thinks I'm gonna play,
you
and
can
I'm not
tune
gonna look
in
at
on
it.
The studio webcam.
And
here.
Then I will
play the song.
And then I'm gonna play the song that I'm gonna play.
And we'll see.
And we'll see if Anna was right.
All right, it's written down. I'm gonna hand it to Flora.
Okay. I can't see it. I'm closing my eyes and I'm pressing the triangle button now.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you do. Cause since I'm
past the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head I make a picture.
Sorry, it's rolling.
I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy. I was having too much fun.